It takes a stretch of mind and spirit to realize that the same person is talking in the first reading and in the second. In the first, "To whom can you liken me as an equal?" says the Holy One. "Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. He leads out their army and numbers them. The Lord is the eternal God, creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint nor grow weary, and his knowledge is beyond scrutiny. He gives strength to the fainting. For the weak, he makes vigor abound. Though young men faint and grow weary, and youth stagger and fall, they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint." You see? They that hope in the Lord. And then we have here, you see, "Come to me, all you who labor, and I will refresh you. Learn from me." And so here in the Gospel, we learn how to understand the word of the Lord and Isaiah, because it's the same Lord speaking here. It says, "Come to me. What makes you so weary is your fears, your anxieties, your striving after things that are none of your business, and your lack of hope. If you really trusted me, you would rely on my strength." So it's quite a beautiful message for Advent. It's a message of hope. So this is a promise. You come to me, and I'll give you rest. You come to me and learn from me. Yoke is it's a rabbinic phrase. Take my teaching upon you and learn from me, and you'll find rest. For my yoke, my teaching, is easy, and my burden is light. Now you say, wow, I mean, what about Juan Diego and all he went through, or some of the other saints? Well, ask them. Did they find that easy? In one way, it was extremely difficult, but in another way, it was easy. Because the Lord strengthened them, and they hoped in the Lord. They looked to the Lord. They trusted the Lord. That, I think, is the message of this Wednesday, in the second week of Advent. Our energy, our strength, our enthusiasm come from hope. Yeah, theologians will reflect a lot on the relationship between hope and courage. You see, if I hope, I have courage to go on, to try, to go beyond myself. You know, if you're in a football game and the score is 64-4, and it's the fourth quarter, you're not, if you're on the four side, you know, you're not going to be trying very hard, because there's no way you're going to, right? You're going through the motions, get the game over with, and get out of there. There's very little hope that you're going to beat the other team who's 60 points ahead of you, and there's only 12 minutes or 10 minutes left. There's no hope, and therefore there's no courage. It's when there's hope that there's courage. And that's why the saints, you see, look at St. Teresa of Avila. She used to say, "Either let me suffer or let me die. Either let me continue to be like Christ and carry his sufferings for the building of the church, or let's get out of here. Let me go see him, be with him forever." So it's a precious gift, this gift of hope. And we have heard God himself address us this morning. You know, as Vatican II says, when the gospel is read, it is still Christ proclaiming his gospel. I've explained that before. That's why to preach, you have to be a bishop, a priest, or a deacon. You can't preach at Mass. Anybody can teach anybody in the church anytime. The last three doctors of the church are all women, and none of them have a degree in theology. But at the liturgy, the Lord himself speaks. And therefore, the person has to have that character imprinted on their spirit to be used by the Lord in this way. It's still the Lord proclaiming his gospel. So I think the message today is one of hope. Come, trust me. And if you trust me, you will have courage. There will be difficulties, yes. But you'll have courage because you'll have hope. I'm going to win. I'm going to overcome this. The Lord in me will overcome this, whatever it is. Trouble with our own character, trouble outside ourselves, whatever. There's a promise here. Come to me, and I'll give you rest. Come to me, and I'll give you rest. That's a promise. If we want to know the truth of the promise, go to the Lord today. Talk to him about whatever it is that's burdening you. You'll find rest and courage.